Ireland were shocking last night, but in this group, realistically, we're always going to be challenging for a playoff place at best, but still, we should be beating the likes of Armenia. Well, this is a little bit of how it unfolded in Yerevan last night.
Edward Spurtian standing over the ball, Caoimhín Kelleher, between him and Armenia taking the lead. Spurtian, and he scores, and Armenia take the lead, and Ireland concede first again in the dying moments of the first half.
Played through us again. What a pass that is.
And O'Brien on his heels. 2-0. Armenia score again. Ranos with his fifth goal for his country. Ireland cut apart again. And if you thought we're in trouble at halftime, well, you can double it now. Armenia 2, Ireland 0 in the 51st minute.
The pass from the goalkeeper about 3 minutes before this wasn't a warning shot that we're off the pace, we're not conducting ourselves, we're not tight, we're not...
Okay, there you go. That's a little bit of the commentary from RTE last night of the disaster in Yerevan. 2-1, could have been 5-1 really, the way the game was going. With me on the line to talk with this, we've got Tom O'Shea, who's a former grassroots director with the Football Association of Ireland. Tom, good morning to you. Look, it's not easy for anyone who loves the Republic of Ireland and who wants to see them doing well and wants to see the Irish team back on top qualifying for tournaments to talk about it this morning. But that was some disaster last night in Yerevan, wasn't it?
Oh my God, Jordy, yeah, absolutely. It was, it's hard to find words for it. I mean, I know Shea Given and Kevin Doyle were gobsmacked on RTE afterwards, but like, we were outplayed, we were outfought. You know, we've had, you know, some choices over the last few years in terms of our worst result, but for me, absolutely, this was the worst, you know. We got out of jail Saturday, but no escape last night. We were, I think you played earlier on this morning, you played the clip of the disallowed goal. And
yes,
I watched it again last night after the game. I went back and watched that goal. And there was 13 passes from probably halfway into their half before that goal was scored. And they were just little, small, technical little passes, 4 or 5 yards, holding possession. And it was like our players were just those mannequins that you stand up when you're doing a practice session. Because there was no one moving, no one, no energy, you know. It was as flat as you could get.
Yeah. And a team 105th in the world rankings, made to look like they were world beaters, really, by us. They were passing, they were moving. As the commentary said in RTE, at one stage, even the keeper was able to pass a ball that cut open our midfield. It was shocking to see.
It was, yeah. It you know, we made them, and I actually mentioned it to my wife last night as we were watching. I said we're making them look like Portugal, and I just said it, and the commentator said the same thing. I mean, 12 months ago, North Macedonia and the Faroe Islands both beat Armenia away. North Macedonia and the Faroe Islands, and we were played off the pitch. Again, this morning you said it could have been 5-1. It could have been. You know, it really, really could have been. We had nothing. And, you know, for your goalkeeper to be man of the match across two games, fair enough, on against Hungary, might give them some credit, the way, you know, they're technically, allegedly better than Armenia. But for your goalkeeper to be man of the match against Armenia, it just shows where we are. You know, our midfield were just spectators. And I couldn't get over how we had a guy, Jake O'Brien, 6'6", tallest player in the field, taking our throw-ins. Taking the long throw-in. 6'6".
Is there a question? You know, park the players for the moment, Tom. Park the performance and the lack of, you know, cut and bite and the lack of dominating the game that we expected them to dominate against what are meant to be inferior players. But that sort of a thing, him taking the throws, the decisions made to put on Adam Ida and McAteer at halftime, which actually, you know, on one level, Ida made the assist for the goal, but it actually kind of weakened our midfield, who were already playing badly. And a lot of it. So is there questions about Heimir Helgrimsson's tactics and his ability to manage things?
I think there is, even going back to Saturday. You know, Doherty would do well to play well in his normal position of a right-sided defender, or even as a right-sided winger. But to play a right-footed player out of position as left-back, and he had an absolute stinker, you know, and he played Ryan Manning out of position in terms of Manning would normally play a left back, but he played him as a left winger. But that was fine because he was still on his left foot. And once he got into the game, particularly probably in the second half, he kept putting some great crosses in there. So he's playing players out of position. He's loyal to players that I don't think deserve the loyalty. You know, Cullen and Wright in the middle of the field. You know, if they were in midfield for the All-Ireland, with Sam would be in Donegal. You know, they were shocking. There's no physicality about them. There's no finesse about them. There's no great technical ability about them. Nathan Collins, I don't know. He looks well when he plays with Brentford, but you know, he was at fault for both goals last night, I think. You know, he's as slow as a wet week.
Yeah, yeah. It's look, was it 27 degrees? It just the level of lack of urgency was another thing that was alarming amongst the Irish players. They couldn't seem to turn it around when they were being passed through. Only for Caoimhín Kelleher, it would have been many more goals. But like, where does this leave us? Tom, do you think now, early on in the World Cup qualifying campaign, that's really like Portugal beating Hungary last night, they've taken control of the group. We have to go there. They beat Armenia 5-0. Really, we're out of it. That's fair to say. And we've a long way ahead going through this tournament, going through this group, to try and get our way out of it or improve in any sort of a way.
Yeah, it's hard to see what the future is going to be like. I mean, the choice of Hal Grimson as manager in the first place was questionable in the sense that, you know, again, if you go back and look at it and you say Ireland have appointed Hal Grimson, and we're all going, even me going, who is this guy? And then they say, oh, you know, Jamaica's manager, you know, and this guy, the Mark Cannon, the FBI director of football at the time, claimed he was their number one target since January of whatever, 24, and it took 6 months or 8 months to appoint him. Do you know? So, I mean, the FBI is in crisis off the pitch, clearly.
Yeah, even off the pitch, in terms of who's leading it, a redundancy programme, the money situation, the problems are just everywhere, aren't they?
They're everywhere. I left 5 years ago, Jerry. I retired back in 2020. In that year alone, no. Fair enough, we had the whole issue with the CEO and so on. But we had four CEOs that year. We used joke because, you know, it was the early days of what we didn't know was coming. But you saw, you know, that there should be a sign in the door, this week's CEO is whoever. And the debt then was 55 million. It's now 40 million. But there's 20% more staff now in the FAI than when I left. And it's hard to see because you've heads of departments, you have deputy heads of departments, the staff themselves, the long-term staff, just don't understand a lot of the appointments. Why you have somebody who's in charge of a department and why then you appoint somebody to support that person as the head of the department. You know, the appointments at senior level are very questionable. Jonathan Hill, he commuted from the UK.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're wondering about that and how long he lasted and then going under a cloud. And like, I suppose, Tom, the question is, and we're not going to answer it this morning, but from the point of view of what happens now, like, is there any point in and I hate calling for anyone's resignation, but sacking the manager, would there be any of any benefit now in terms of even trying to attract the manager to come in to take the job of Ireland, aside from what needs to be done off the field for the FAI?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they'd sack him. I mean, it's a short-term torture we have, really, because it'll all be over in November, you know. And in previous campaigns, you could have games now in October, maybe November, and then your next game might be February or March. But you know, the pain will hopefully be short-lived. I don't think there's anything really to be gained. And, you know, we can blame him perhaps tactically or how he sets out the team and so on. But you have to lay an awful lot of blame at the players. Once they're on the pitch, they have responsibilities. And none of them, very, very few of them, took on those responsibilities across the two games. I mean, if you couldn't get that kick up the behind after Saturday to motivate you for last night, I don't know. I really don't know where we're going. I think it's as bleak as it's ever been. You know, we talked about the Stephen Kenny regime and everything else, but, you know, was it any worse? You know, I don't see a light there, you know.
That's an
it
open
is,
question.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if there's any light at the end of the tunnel, I think it could be a train, you know. So I think we've a bit of a crash bang wallop to go yet, because, you know, Portugal away could be scary, or it could be one of those wonderful freaky nights that we do. We play well.
Yeah.
And
when we're
and,
against the wall, our backs are against the wall.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so I suppose, look, you have to say never, but it's almost impossible to see beyond this one. You know, Portugal twice and Hungary away in your last game. I mean, as poor as they perhaps were late on in the second half, Hungary, but, you know, we had an extra player. You know, but they scored twice last night against Portugal. Could you see us scoring twice at home, even against Portugal? I couldn't.
No. You certainly couldn't. Yeah. Tom, listen, thanks for giving us your view on it this morning. It is grim, tough to talk about for people who are supporters of the Republic of Ireland and want to see them doing well, but thanks for giving us your view.
No problem. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, Tom O'Shea there was on the line talking about, I suppose, where things stand for Irish football. If you have a view on it, get in touch.